Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the first installment of Perspectives on Challenges. The question of how we as believing Jews view the challenges that life throws at us is a very profound one. It's a very important one. The odds of someone feeling they have the answer to the question, even in their specific circumstance, are extremely slim that a person is correct about that, very unlikely. Having said that, it's a worthwhile thing for us to reflect on a little bit and for us to reflect on possibilities. What I'd like to spend most of the series on is more of a practical perspective. But before we get there, I think there are two perspectives that we really just have to just internalize before we even go further. One perspective is there are so many times where what seems to us to be a great challenge ends up being a blessing in disguise. So sometimes we get all philosophical, why is God doing this to me? Why is God doing this to me? Why is God doing this to me? It actually could be a favor. There's a very famous medrash. It's a pasuk that we say in Hallel, and the beginning of the pasuk is, Odcha ki ani sani. I will give thanks to you because ani sani. What does ani sani mean? The basic way to learn this ani sani is, I'll give thanks to you that you answered me. I prayed to you to help me. You answered me. And then the rest of the pasuk continues, Vatihi li lishua. And through your answer to me, you were to me a salvation. Fine. Very nice. And that's the standard pshat. There is another way to understand the verse, which is a famous medrash that says this, Odcha ki ani sani. I will give thanks to you because you afflicted me. Vatihi li lishua. And you ended up being for me a source of salvation. The Medrash says a scenario as follows. There was a fellow who was hoping to go on a sea journey with a number of business partners. It was going to be a very lucrative venture. It was going to be wonderful. And right before he's supposed to go, he suffers a bite. I believe the Medrash has it from a scorpion. And he takes ill. And he has to rest at home. And it's not feasible for him to join the journey. So this, in the moment, is a very, very bitter pill to swallow. One of life's challenges. How is he supposed to deal with this? And then if you fast forward the story, it turns out there was a tragic storm. And the boats that went on this journey all sunk. And the people going on those boats died at sea. So the Medrash says that's the pshat in the pasuk. Odcha ki ani sani. I'll give thanks to you because you afflicted me. But vatihi li lishua. That affliction of the moment ended up being the actual source of salvation. Because if not for the person being bit by that creature, he would have been at sea and he would have died. It's very interesting. The word choice in the verse is, the root is modeh, to give thanks. But modeh is also connected to an admission. It's interesting to think of it in this context, that a person might have to admit that the thing that he first saw was some bitter act from God was really vatihi li lishua, really a source of salvation. There are countless stories like this from 9/11, things before, things after, so on and so forth. But this is a very powerful thing for us to recognize in our day-to-day lives. The person loses a job. A shidduch falls through. So many things where in the moment we say to ourselves, what a terrible thing to have happen in one's life, many, many times ends up being a great, great opportunity to start a new chapter. And that, I think, is a very powerful thing to reflect on. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.